Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. Oh, we got the whole crew in the studio tonight. We still haven't named the studio. Anybody feel good about Think Tank? No, we already tried that once.
I like that.
Nicholas, how you feeling tonight?
Y'all fur coat, no trousers, you are.
What?
I don't know. That just popped in my head.
Blacked out for a minute.
A little bit.
Dr. Scott, our host this evening.
You know it. Maybe at the funk tank because it stinks in here.
It smells like dude.
It smells like Nick.
You're welcome.
Kelly Ray in the corner. What's going on, baby?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing?
Living the dream. Big B, Man Meef.
Doing fantastic.
Moose. Buffalo, I think I
keep
I
know going. Keep Buffalo going. Yeah. Point, yeah. I'm good.
Tatanka.
Yeah,
that's Tatanka. That was
that is a good one, actually.
That was.
I want to know what you said again, Nick.
You're all fur coat and no trousers. You are
okay.
Anybody know that?
Nothing. I'm thinking.
I got nothing.
Broken Lizard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Club Dredd.
Nope. I mean,
Super Troopers.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I can't think of the movie. The Beer Fest.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the English guys that said that. No, I just think it's a great line.
Not overly
funny. I'm not even sure what it means, but I just really like it.
All right. Well, on that note.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thanks for joining us. As we mentioned, Scott's got an episode written for us, so we'll be getting to that here in just a moment. We want to invite you to check us out on social media. Send us in a question so we can answer and you guys get to know us a little bit better, make you laugh, hopefully, and maybe get a t-shirt code. You can go to our merch store, and we'll give you a code to get a free t-shirt shipped right to your door, and you can rep your show in style. Cool. We got a question of the week, Doc, yes?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Came in from Zoe on Instagram. This is a get-to-know-the-crew kind of question. You got any tattoos? And if so, what's the story behind them? So, Scotty out of the gate. We all know this answer.
You go first.
I'm the only one that doesn't.
What has kept you?
I cannot think of something I permanently want on my body. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
And I just can't come up with something.
Like a six-pack?
Sure. I
mean, like the outline on his belly?
Right.
Yes, that's what I was saying. You mean somebody like doesn't want to permanently have on his body, like a six-pack.
You mean like a holster for Mountain Dews during the day and Budweiser at night?
What about your wedding ring tattooed around your wedding finger?
That would be bad.
Yeah.
That's forever.
Mm. Yeah.
If you were a betting man, which I don't know you to be.
Right.
But if you were, before you meet your maker, will you get a tattoo?
I don't think so.
You don't think it'll happen?
No.
You got to clock in one way or the other.
No.
No, you don't.
He's too old now.
Do you think
I'm just getting started.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you haven't done it by this point, you're probably not going to do it.
Well,
if you haven't done it,
here's the break.
I'm with you.
He hasn't turned 50.
He's knocking at the door.
Of the five of us, at least a couple of us are going to go through midlife crises.
Knocking on heaven's door.
Right? I mean, it's just the statistics suggest that looking around the room, some of us are going to go off the
rails. So you're saying if I went through a midlife crisis, would it potentially end with a tattoo?
Well, yeah. And closely tied to that, do you think if you do end up with one, is it going to be something impulsive because you were like on a trip and were moved by something? Or is it a 9-month thought out process?
The latter.
The latter.
Yeah.
That suits you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%. But the midlife crisis is that impulsivity that could get you at some point.
I feel like he already did that, didn't he? Remember when he bought a Camaro? I feel like he's already done his midlife.
Actually, my wife bought
it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What's crazy is I have no tattoos, but I have 18 or 19 piercings.
They're going to say toes.
The impressive thing is they're all in the same spot. Figure that one out.
Yep.
All right, we'll come to Nick. Nick, do you have any tattoos?
I actually have two.
Okay.
I was not sober for either one of them.
So impulsive.
Yeah, definitely impulsive. Definitely impulsive. One I got when I first joined the military. I think I was in tech school. It's a tribal sun with some kind of Japanese lettering. Probably means soup or something like that. You know? It's supposed to mean warrior, but I'm sure it doesn't mean that.
Seaweed paper.
Yeah. And my other one is like my nickname. People always call me Walt. Mm-hmm. So it's Walt, but it's basically like a jailhouse tattoo, like a friend's mom's friend was like trying to get into it. It was done, I think, in like a basement.
Wow,
that kind of thing.
You're like, your blank canvas.
Yeah, it's rather faded, and yeah, it's not good.
Do you remember the thought process leading to either one of them?
The Walt, the lettering was done at that time. It was probably like early
old English,
late 90s ish, maybe early 2000s. It was the Miami Hurricanes style of lettering.
Yeah,
like gotcha. from that era. Mm-hmm.
Old English calligraphy style.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I old guess English, I don't know. Is that what that's
yeah.
called?
Yeah,
yeah. And then yeah, you know, the warrior one. You know, was military.
Yes,
that was trying to be
peer
a badass.
Pressure.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I think everybody got one. Although two of my buddies that were there with me, I won't say your names because you both got a lower back tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. I know those guys.
Good. You know who they are. Yeah. I won't put them out there. Yeah. But they lower back tattoo.
It'll be on the website though. No.
Well, speaking of a bad decision in a dank basement, Kelly, do you have any tattoos over there, my friend?
It wasn't a dank basement.
Oh, my mistake.
And it's no longer there.
No, it's not.
First person I've ever met that got a tattoo that vanished. Disappeared.
It after went away. Like a decade, though.
It went away.
Didn't go deep enough.
Yeah. No, I got several tattoos. Mm-hmm. Obviously, different meanings for each one of them. I waited a while to get mine. I started, I don't know, it was 30-something. So. Mm. But I'm addicted. There's going to be more to come.
Oh, I know.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah. My favorite one's I got a black band on my wrist after my mom passed away. It's for my mom. Like, you know, in sports, when somebody passes away, they always have a black tag on your jersey or something sure. for in memoriam.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an idea. She was my biggest fan. So,
yeah, cool.
And I'm hers.
Yeah. She didn't know any better.
Yeah.
She was biased. You're blinded
by bias. You're the baby.
Blinded by love.
You're the baby.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. How many total?
Seven.
Okay.
Right. 6, 7?
Oh, no, please, let's not start that. BQ, tell us about what you get. How many do you have? Are there any good stories attached to any of them?
No, I got 3. My right arm, I have my daughter's names, which was my first. And then I have my left arm, upper arm, I got a cross. And then below the cross, nothing to do with the cross, years later, I got my buddy's initials and the date he died. So
yeah.
Yep.
You've heard us talk about Ben before?
Yep. So, yeah, for Ben. Yeah.
That's strictly so you could remember, like, your daughter's names or the date?
Yeah, like, how do you spell? It's like, yeah. You know? So, yeah. I need to put their date of birth and socials on there.
That's probably a good idea.
Socials. Not great.
Filling out college stuff. Like, oh, I got that.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Dig through files.
Yeah. You have tests, don't you, Andy?
I do. I have 5 of them in total. And perfect segue from B trying to remember things. I have my initials on my left outer arm.
Your own initials.
My own initials, yeah. At the time, it seemed perfectly reasonable. Yeah.
I love the guys who have their last name tattooed on them.
Exactly.
I remember my last name.
Or if you're driving a car and the license plate is the name of the actual make of the vehicle, you're going to forget what it is.
An eclipse.
No, yeah, another guy
exactly.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got a lower back tat.
Man.
Saying his name.
No, I have my initials on my arm. My wife and I have our wedding rings tattooed. It's our wedding date in Roman numerals. I have a infinity symbol on my wrist, an ode to my math teaching career. I have... I was in a dank attic in Cancun, Mexico, and like a 15-year-old tattooed the inside of my right arm. I was on my honeymoon, as a matter of fact. Hmm. But the most important and recent one... is a large Joshua tree on my right arm with the Milky Way in the background.
Hold on. Most important over the wife's. Okay.
All right, you did say that.
She doesn't listen. She might write for it. Okay, you're fair point.
Okay.
No. I appreciate being checked on that,
just saying.
The most recent one.
It's funnier the way you said it.
I got to see the Milky Way, which is something that was on my bucket list for a long time. I sat in the middle of the desert for like 10 hours with my mom overnight, watching Milky Way come overhead, and was so moved by that occasion. The very next day, I went into 29 Palms and got a 4-hour tattoo.
Wow. Yeah.
Y'all know he's talking about the candy bar, right?
Yeah, the Milky Way. That's it.
Mars bar?
So, yeah, I'm like you, Kelly, though. Like, I'm ready to go. And seeing as though I started on my right arm on my honeymoon in Mexico, and the most recent one's there from a travel memory, I would just kind of want to do a almost not a full sleeve, but a half sleeve maybe of travel memories.
Sure.
Like my Ireland trip, I want to get like a Guinness harp up there.
Yeah.
You know, I swam with the stingrays in Cayman Islands. That'd be super cool. You know, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not done. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
I got a few more I want for sure.
We just got a new tattoo shop in town.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give them a shout.
I know the guy.
Do you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good deal. All right.
He did the Walt tattoos. So.
He's graduated from the basement.
I'm pretty sure that guy was just out of jail.
Okay, perfect.
Is he dead?
There was
in Florida.
There was a big pen involved. I'm not sure what really happened.
All right, Zoe. Thanks for asking the question. Please send something in so we can talk more about ourselves. It's tons of fun. And, of course, making fun of each other in the process is what we do. So send that in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast at gmail.com. As I mentioned, you get yourself a t-shirt code if we use it on the air. All righty. So this is a mystery topic, Doc. I'm going to throw it to you, my friend. I don't have any more information.
All right. Well, I like it that way. So.
Okay, good.
So I like to dive into the analytics of the podcast and learn more about our listeners, see where they're listening from.
Nice.
We got listeners all over the world. I forget how many countries now, but it's well over 20. Well, might be well over 30.
It's over 50.
It's over 50?
It's over 50.
I dare say we're in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, it's up there.
So about 9% of our listeners live in Canada.
Oh, no.
9%?
So, no. Nine. About 9.
Oh, I was like 90. I'm like, wow, we're huge in Canada.
90 so, in the U.S.
Go Leafs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're closing in on 1 in 10 listeners reside in the... In Canada.
I don't like where this is going.
So consider this episode a love letter to our Canadian friends to the north.
Wow, this is not good.
Today's topic is Canada.
Straight Canada.
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 Oh, my God.
And I will apologize to our listeners to the north in Canada, but...
You guys wait in the room? Or do I have to?
play for the pride.
I think our Canadian listeners will find it very easy, and I think you guys will do... Pretty well.
Yeah, you got to dumb it down for us.
Yeah. But we're going to be all over the place. We'll be in pop culture. We'll be in sports. We'll be in geography. So we'll get a little bit of everything.
I feel like there's a rush question coming.
I spared you that. I spared you the rush question.
Well, no, that would have helped me out. Right. I know a little bit about rush.
All right. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Canada. It is a vast and diverse country located in North America, known for its stunning natural landscapes and multicultural society. Stretching from the Atlantic to the Pacific and northward into the Arctic, it is the second largest country in the world by land area. It's home to a wide range of cultures, languages, and traditions, recognized for its democratic values, high quality of life, commitment to peace, making it an influential and respected nation on the global stage.
Man, you're really making them feel good. Yeah.
Sorry.
Building them up.
Yep. Okay. So that is our topic for today.
Cool.
I have no idea how this is going to go.
Yeah, you know, he's got to dumb it down at least a little bit for us, right?
You would think. I don't know.
The geography, it could be a differentiator, depending on how.
My initial guess is I'm going to win, but we'll see.
Could go either way on this one,
Love it. All right, we ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on all things Canada. And Scott is our host. Here's how it works. He's going to ask us a question. We are going to write our answers on our whiteboards here in the studio. We'll show our answers when he says reveal. And if we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, that is when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. And, of course, before we do that, we go to our Cheers Beers to thank our donators for buying us around. You can do that at the top of our show notes. And we have a very special beer. At least it's special to us. It is from the Excel Brewing Company, which is a subsidiary of the Excel Bottling Company. This is a company that is like 20 miles from our house.
Very local.
I just really stumbled upon this, not even knowing that they did beer.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, no kidding.
Excel is very well known in this area for a soda called Ski.
Yes.
That is like oxygen to people in this area. It's a citrus kind of soda.
It's incredible.
It is really delicious.
It's incredible how much people love it.
Yeah, I mean, really. Right?
Yeah.
But no, I was at Total Wine and found Lefty Lager here. So what do we got, Pro-Am? What are we dealing with?
Well, fun fact about the Excel Brewing Company, it was founded by Edward Lefty Meyer, who helped catch a bank robber, and then he used the reward money to buy a used bottling machine, which launched the company.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
That's a cool story.
Yeah,
that's a really cool story.
That business was built because he caught a bank robber.
I mean, that's a great story. That's fantastic. I love that.
There you go. It is beloved in the area.
And
so,
the name of this beer sounds like a guy who would do that.
Lefty's Lager, Munich style.
Yeah.
Helles beer. Lager, excuse me. Bottoms up.
Here's the lefty.
Oh, well, who are we thanking, Pro-Am, while we're drinking here?
Tim from Tennessee. We thank you for this donation.
Perfect. All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Thanks, Tennessee Timmy.
Oh, beer flavored beer again.
What do you know?
Quite tasty.
Hmm. Munich style.
Pretty cheap, too. I mean, it's on the inside. If you come across it, it was like $6 for a six-pack, and that's hard to find.
It was only $6?
Yeah. Really.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, very good. Okay, all yours, Scotty.
All right, gentlemen, we have 11 possible points in this one.
Ooh.
So we do have a two-parter, or 2 points possible. I think it's in the first half of the episode. Other than that, you know the drill. So here we go.
It is in the first half.
Pretty sure it's in the first half.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump in with question number one. What is the capital of Canada? Oh, my Canadian friends, I apologize immediately.
Oh, my gracious.
There's several cities going through my head. The ones I know.
Do you know it, or are you just... wrote something down.
We'll find out.
Oh. So the confidence is not high.
Good gracious.
This is a great bar for how this is going to go.
Yeah, humbling.
There's I'm pretty sure you're going to get some right, but
my worry is we're going to lose Canadian listeners after this episode.
Yeah, no kidding. We love you.
Well, it's just enhance the fact that the Canadian listeners need to send us some stuff.
There you go. Well,
send us some syrup.
Yeah,
some syrup. That's right.
Honey. All right, I'll ask you one more time. What is the capital of the great nation of Canada? All right, let's reveal. I'll start with K-Ray. He wrote down Ontario. Ontario from Brian, Ottawa from Andy, and Montreal. And the correct answer is Ottawa.
Yeah,
are you sure?
I had that written down and I changed it. I have no idea why.
Simply because the hockey team is called the Senators. Political tie.
Oh.
That's the only reason.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it.
Well, Montreal, there's the Canadians. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's true.
Montreal made way more sense.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, get it together,
Ontario,
Canada.
Ontario is a province, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, originally, you guys are going to learn a lot tonight. You're going to learn a lot.
Amen actually. To that.
You're going to read a whole bunch, are you?
No, I'm not. Just
can you do it in a Canadian accent?
What is a Canadian accent?
Oh, yeah.
A. Don't you? You know,
do you watch Letterkenny?
English, I think,
yes.
Yeah. Originally a trading and lumbering community.
A.
It grew into a town of regional importance and was named capital in 1857.
A.
Because of its location on the boundary of English-speaking Ontario and French speaking Quebec. It is one of the most bilingual cities in Canada.
The bridge, baby. Wow. Of course, obviously. Surprised you guys didn't know that.
Well,
all right, guys.
So mad.
Winning.
Okay. Here we go.
At least I heard of it.
Question number two. See how well you pay attention during hockey games or Olympic events.
Great.
Oh, Canada is the national anthem for the country.
Naturally.
Finish the lyrics to the opening anthem. I'm looking for 5 words. Oh, Canada. Give me the next 5 words. So I didn't sneak anything in the middle or the end.
Is it all or nothing?
Easy.
It's 5 words.
It's all, but it's a point all or nothing?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a point per word.
Hey, dude.
You're reaching over there.
No,
man.
I'd be in much better shape if that were true, because I got most of it.
Okay. I will do my best. Well, unless somebody nails it. If nobody nails it, I'll do my best to be lenient.
Okay.
But I feel like if you've watched a lot of Olympic events or just hockey, this is the opening lyrics to O Canada.
You're a big CFL fan.
There you go. Right? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, Doug Flutie. Put him on the map.
Doug Flutie.
Rocket Ishmael.
John Candy was a big proponent of that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you guys a five count. We're looking in, we're looking for five words.
I always quit listening after O Canada.
Good luck reading this is episode two for the night.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's
right.
Getting a bit sloppy.
That's not a disrespect thing. I wrote
O Canada, by the way, at the start.
That's fine.
I got it. Yeah.
You said it's five words?
Five words.
I got five.
All right, Nick, let's start with you. You are our native land. Andy, our home and native land. Ugh. Our home and only land. The correct answer is our home and native land.
Yeah, baby. Good job.
So that would be a point for Andy and Brian.
Wow. Should have been 5 points and get 1 point for every word you get, right? That's
what I was saying. I'm just happy I got the native land part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah. You're
doing good. Doing great. Now, sometimes they sing it in French too, though.
Wow.
And then it really gets out of control. Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
At least I didn't ask for that version.
And I couldn't go past those five words. I promise you that.
All right. Well, fun fact, it was proclaimed the national anthem on July 1st, 1980. Just seemed very recent.
That's very recent.
Wow.
They updated it.
God Save the King still remains the royal anthem for King.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, quite surprised that it was only as recent as 1980.
We stand
in. So is our home and native land?
Canada, our home and native land. And I'm out. And that's the end as far as I'm concerned.
All right, gentlemen, let's move along here. We'll go to question number three. It is essentially multiple choice, so here's where I dumb it down for you.
Finally.
Which of the following musicians was not born in Canada?
Oh, I like this.
We have Bryan Adams, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Weird Al Yankovic, Neil Young.
Oh man, you threw me off.
You had me for a moment.
So four of those people I just named are Canadian, but one is not. I'm looking for the one who is not Canadian. So I will read the five names again.
Please.
Bryan Adams, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Weird Al Yankovic, Neil Young.
And you said was not born in Canada?
Right.
Why is that so important? Just if you just call him Canadian.
I don't know.
I like the specificity.
Yep.
There's three, and I just took a shot in the dark on the three. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I only know a couple of them.
I mean, all of these folk. I mean, these aren't obscure celebrities. I would say. These are big names.
But I mean, there's I knew a couple of them for sure. But I'm like, oh,
like there's one that. Almost doesn't make sense. Dang it.
All right.
Which one of these doesn't belong? Yeah.
All right. We're going to reveal. I will start with Kelly over here in the corner. He wrote down Weird Al. Brian wrote down Weird Al. Andy wrote down Weird Al. And Nick wrote down The Weeknd. Correct answer is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, there we go.
Shot in the dark.
Next point from the last name. No, we both put the last name.
Weird Al was born in California.
Seems like a California guy.
Exactly right. Or a New York guy. Either way would work.
Yeah.
Right? But quirky.
I'm more Jersey.
Yeah.
I feel like the other ones are famously Canadian.
Brian Adams.
The Weeknd, I had no idea.
Brian Adams.
I didn't either until I wrote the question.
Yeah. I mean, the first two, I was like, I knew that for sure.
I knew the first two.
But then after that, I was a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Weird Al might have been Californian, but.
Yeah, I mean he's.
I didn't know
he's quirky. Weird Al's quirky. He's known, Canadians are known for kind of a silly, quirky sense of humor. So,
Are you saying Weird Al was quirky and sort of Canadians, but he wasn't?
That's
quirky?
What that's made it correct. Tricky.
That was the really
he also just offended a lot of Canadians. I think.
I think they'll agree with me. All right, here we go. Before I read question four.
Oh boy.
This is your two-pointer.
Oh, this is where I make my comeback.
You would only be able to get the second point if you get the first one right.
Bonus. Oh, my good.
So I am going to ask the question, then I will start a timer.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm ready.
Now, I'll give you several minutes.
Okay.
Oh, several minutes. What is happening?
Wow.
Okay.
It's getting real.
How many Canadian teams are there currently in the National Hockey League?
It's easy. I'm
looking for a number.
Okay.
Okay.
Obviously.
After that, your bonus point is to name all of them.
Oh, easy. Okay.
Come on.
Wow.
You don't have to put the city if that will save you board space. Just give me the team name.
But you have to get the number of teams first.
Right.
You have to get that correct.
Yeah. And then you have to get all, however many there are, listed. So there's no way to get the second point without the first, because you'd have to know how many teams you're writing down. And I'll give you a few minutes. Don't worry.
Like, I'm going to sound ignorant because I'm going to name like teams that aren't even in existence.
I'm with you. Totally with you on that.
Run out of room.
BQ, you got a quick handle on this number.
Easy
peasy.
I'm a hockey guy though. So
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying it's, yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of any more anyway.
So the first one will be the number, and then after that will be team names.
Okay. I mean, if you write down the team names, then...
Well. I went backwards. I wrote as many teams as I could think of.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. How many did you get up to?
He almost, I think
well, he almost answered. Really, that almost worked. That almost worked. I like that.
That's I know this is not right.
I'm jealous that B had the number out of the gate, man. Yeah. It would be very helpful to try and, because I'm sure I missed something. I don't know.
There has to be more than this.
I know. I just named a team. I'm like, duh.
And I don't. Yeah. To Kelly's point, I don't even know if they exist anymore, because I'm not a hockey fan anymore.
No.
So timer's going. You get about 40 seconds.
All right.
I knew this would take some thought for most of you. Normally, I would say we don't give this long. I'll read the question again while you guys are writing. How many Canadian teams are there currently in the National Hockey League? Bonus point, name all of them.
I just thought of another one. So
I feel like it changed. And again, there I don't definitely asked me more than when I wrote
if
down.
It's real or not.
We're down to about 15 seconds here. So better finish up your answers.
I'm stuck. It is what it is.
Yep. Same.
There has to be more than what I wrote down.
Would you write down three?
not too far off.
So I will.
I'm not too far off that either.
I will say reveal. Nick wrote down
Toronto, that
four.
Makes sense. Toronto, the largest.
Andy wrote down eight. Brian wrote down six. Okay. And Kelly wrote down five. We do not have a correct answer.
Oh, wow.
There are seven teams.
Oh, I had seven and I had I didn't one. Have Winnipeg and Toronto. What
Billy Goat.
So I will read them to you. We have the Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton.
The Calgary Flames.
I had that.
Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah.
I didn't have
Toronto that. Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I forgot to say
that. I had Ottawa.
Winnipeg Jets.
Unbelievable.
And
I got
Montreal
cocky.
Canadiens.
Got cocky.
When I
forgot
the
about Ottawa.
Nordiques leave the league. I literally threw that one on the
they're
very
the,
last
they're
second.
The Avalanche.
Yeah,
I was about to name the Hartford Whalers.
Son of a,
I can't believe I missed. I totally forgot about Ottawa.
That's the U.S. though.
I had
Hartford
both points, bro. Was I had
Hartford,
both of
Connecticut.
Them.
Hartford Whalers.
Yeah,
stop talking.
Not Canadian.
Oh, I'm so aggravated.
This is a bad day. This is a bad day for me.
Turn my brain off.
Okay, well that was surprising.
I'm mad. I can't believe I forgot Ottawa. I knew
we said Ottawa at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, well, no, not even. Nothing to do with that. It's
the capital.
I just skipped it.
I thought the Senators had moved. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I knew that. I just, yeah.
And then the Jets moved, and then they either expansioned them up or moved back or something. No? Hmm. Did the Jets ever leave?
Yeah, the Jets left.
Or
they became the Thrashers, and then they went back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been some movement and jumping
I think.
Around.
I'm not honest on that. I thought they became. Didn't the Jets become the Thrashers and then they came back or no? I can't remember now.
I don't remember.
There was something. Yeah, there was the Whalers. Oh, I can't remember. Yeah. Sorry, Canada.
Hartford, the Whale?
No, that was, I said that. It's not Canadian.
That's my sincere apologies to the people of Ottawa. I forgot about you.
Connecticut.
The capital of your country once again.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
I don't like the answer being in two questions, but keep going.
Okay.
I like that.
Not a fan of that.
I said you didn't have to say the city. You could just said Senators.
Okay.
All right.
Loophole.
What loophole. What well, Senators? Quick fact, National Hockey League was formed by four Canadian teams in 1917 in Montreal. The first U.S. team was the Boston Bruins, which was added in 1924. So Hockey's been around a while.
The new puppy we got at home was a litter of 10, and each of the dogs were named
with the different province?
Hockey team.
Oh.
The
oh.
hockey team.
That's right. Awesome.
And so Tyson, who was ours, was originally Boston Bruin.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, let's just say we get question 5 out of the way before we do a score check.
Good idea.
It was the board buster. So
this is?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But you never know. What is the longest river in Canada?
I don't not know this.
Did you just have a stroke?
Maybe.
I don't
not know this. It is somewhere in there.
He's stroked out.
He's stroked out. 2 between two. No, I'm not. I'm just right. I'm nothing.
Does anybody know a river in Canada?
I think I do, but I can't recall it. Like, I feel like when he says it, I'm going to be like, yes, that's right.
I mean, I thought we'd get maybe 3 out of 4 of the first ones right. I guess
I should have got. I had both of the last ones right.
Right,
and I it changed.
So this was going to be the perfect game buster, but that happened pretty quickly. I'll give you another 10 count here to write down a river in Canada. If you can even name one, I'll be impressed.
I can't.
I just wanted to try to write this word.
It's not just a river in Egypt,
right?
The fact that I have in denial that I don't know a river in Canada. Therein lies my conundrum.
That's what it is.
It's too bad we're not on video yet. If you guys could just see Nick's face right now.
Because I cannot think of a single river in Canada.
Right. Nick, if it makes me feel bad, I can't name one either.
Okay.
I just wanted to write a word.
Hey, Nick, so. Why don't we not waste our Canadian friends' time with you putting something on a board and we'll just thank you. Let's reveal. We'll start with K. Ray over here. He wrote down St. Lawrence, the Saskatchewan River.
That's awesome.
Okay,
it's a fun word. I want to write it.
I like it. Andy wrote down Columbia, and Nick spared us all. The correct answer is the Mackenzie River.
Oh, nope,
I was wrong.
I was way wrong.
Anybody heard of it?
No. Yeah.
The old Kinsey.
I think you made it up.
Also made up this flavor text. According to conventional measurement, the river is 1,025 miles long. Generally 1 to 2 miles wide. River system drains an area of 697,000 miles.
Wait, back up. 1 to 2 miles wide?
Generally,
yeah. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Okay, sorry. That's
a lot of river.
And the river system drains an area of 697,000 miles, which is almost as large as the country of Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Where does it drain into? What body of water?
I think Northern
Atlantic. It has to be. It'd flow away from the Rockies on the west. Well,
pardon my ignorance of rivers. 1 to 2 miles wide. Is that normal? That seems super wide. Or am I? I don't know. I never heard of that.
Yeah, that's out of bounds, man. Yeah. That is crazy long.
Yeah,
that's like as wide as our hometown.
It flows into the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a river that wide. That's why. Is it the widest river in the world or no?
No.
Okay. I mean, I've never heard of that. That's incredible. That's incredible, though. 1 to 2 miles wide?
Yeah. I mean, you got to think, though. It's up, like, in the ice pack in the marshes and stuff. Yeah, so, I mean.
I hear you. It's just still, like, I'm thinking, like, the Mississippi.
Talk like you know
Ohio.
What you're talking about. Knock
you just off. Told us.
Knock
Pro-Am
it off.
Just told us where it is.
Knock it off.
Yes. And thanks to Pro-Am for the assist.
Yeah.
Well, before we do a score check, let's kick it over and listen to our sponsors.
Well, from worst to first, I am currently a fat zero.
Uh-oh.
Don't call yourself that.
I do not know Canada. I really don't.
You say it's 1 to 2 miles wide?
Probably bigger than that.
Okay.
Kelly, right. You have 1.
Yay.
B, you have 2. Andy, you have 3.
Wow.
Should have 5.
Wow. Were you born in Canada?
I'm frequent.
He seems very Canadian.
Okay. You do?
You could pass for Canadian.
You're super nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I'll take
it. Very apologetic.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
Nick, here's your chance.
Organized.
I doubt it.
Think long and hard here. What is the largest city in Canada?
Boom.
Think long and hard, Nick.
It's a really big city.
That's what
Nick.
He said. Think long and hard.
Really big city.
Is that a clue?
That's what she said.
What is...
I got 2 cities. I hope I got...
Same here. I have 2.
I love
2 in my head. Yeah.
I love 2 cities.
Okay.
The tale of.
The tale of.
Yeah, no, I have two as well. So it's
two in my head. So I want.
You can only
there's
write
more
down
than
one.
Two cities in Canada, guys.
Well, no, I'm
and we've already covered Ottawa twice.
There's
now.
Seven hockey teams.
You're trying to tell me Pittsburgh's in Pennsylvania?
So do I go through Pennsylvania? I love that.
Oh, a man. State can have two cities.
It's an Always Sunny reference.
Yeah. Yeah. I love for that, the listeners. Yeah. So did I go through?
Andy, Pittsburgh? Show me your answer.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Can you see it through my board?
All right, everybody wrote something down. What is the largest city in Canada? Let's start with Nick, just for funny.
Damn it! Montreal. Everybody else wrote something
everybody
else down.
Everybody else wrote Toronto, which of course is the correct answer.
Yeah, you know, one of the largest cities in the world. Actually,
I have no idea.
You know, a
no?
lot of movies that are based in New York are filmed in Toronto.
I did
they look
know
very
that.
Similar.
Ah. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
and their Vancouver tax incentives for shooting movies.
So yeah, Nick, let me tell you a little bit about Toronto.
Please.
It has almost 3 million residents. It's the capital of Ontario, and the greater Toronto area exceeds over 6.7 million, making it one of the largest urban areas in North America.
Oh, North America. That's close.
I feel like such an idiot for calling Ontario a city and the capital of Canada. I apologize to everyone.
We're all learning as we go.
Didn't offend me at all. It all added up when you said
I was okay with this, but I'm glad you brought it up. For the cheers. I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Scotty should have known that. He should have brought Canadian.
He absolutely
yeah, he should have brought some Molson.
Right.
I dropped some Molson. You know that Canadian beer is like moonshine?
Scotty doesn't know.
Okay. Nick, I'm sorry you have a zero. Don't take it out on me.
Oh, hey.
You're projecting. All right, well, let's do question number 7, Nick. You just get to guess something here, so you can do that.
Keep going.
Okay, question number 7. What product is Canada's largest export?
Ooh, that's a good one. Product. Just, oh, man, that's...
It is their largest export, if you want me to just say it that way.
Yeah, no.
Don't get bogged down on the word product. I'll help you out there a little bit. What is Canada's largest export? Yeah.
I think I watched a documentary on this.
It seems obvious.
There's two really clear answers in my head.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Arthur. No, I mean, Labatt's. No, wait. All right. I'll put
so it's
one
like
down.
Moonshine.
Molson.
Yeah, Molson 3-0. Yes. It's like moonshine.
It was like moonshine.
What is Canada's largest export?
Kelly, you got an answer yet?
I have one written down.
How many letters?
Nice try.
Nice try.
Now, you said something
send
about
me an email.
Product, and you said don't get hung up.
Rhino.
Yeah, I said product, and Andy got a little hung up on the word product. Yeah, so I just changed it to what is Canada's largest export?
Why'd you get hung up on it? I'm confused.
Because a product is a
the two things in item. My head would fall into different categories.
You're not helping me at all.
Nah, well, then you asked. That's why.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they export this more than anything else.
All right. I feel all right.
It's love.
Baby, like don't hurt me.
It's apologies.
I like that. All right. I can already tell Nick's answer is wrong. Okay. I haven't even...
Can you tell me how many words it is?
You for way too long.
How many words is it?
I'm not going to tell you because it's time to reveal.
Okay.
Let's start with you anyway. Maple syrup, lumber from Andy, maple syrup from Brian, and lumber
that's
from
the other
Kelly.
One. That's lumber. The other one.
The
lumber.
Correct answer is oil.
That was my...
Wow. Oil.
Yes, of course it is.
Canada is the fourth largest
exporter.
Is it
maple flavored oil?
That's funny.
Does it come from trees?
Canada is the fourth largest exporter of oil in the world.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think the U.S. gets most of its oil.
I did watch a maple syrup heist documentary, and it was fascinating.
This sounds kind of.
Does it get away? Things get sticky?
Hey, no, we have.
They caught him. No, that doesn't.
I feel like that question should have said it is not maple syrup. Just to rule it out.
I should have because their other top exports do not include maple syrup. Yeah. They are vehicle parts, gold, wood, and coal. So you were on the right track with lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the other ones.
I mean, when I saw lumber, I'm like, oh, that might be it.
That was a good one.
Yeah. No, it's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good.
A lot of trees there in Canada.
Yeah.
Lots of trees.
Instead of an oil pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
We should have maple syrup. It runs through Canada. But we should have a maple syrup pipeline from Canada.
Now you're talking. Mm.
All right.
The documentary
America
I watched.
America needs to be fatter. Yeah.
The documentary I watched might have been about honey.
I can't remember. Actually, I don't think it was Canada. It was a different country.
I think it was Venezuela.
It might have been about bees.
Oh, wow.
Well, I feel question number 8 is specifically written for Nick.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see if you can do this, Nick. Yeah. You're either going to kill yourself racking your brain or you're going to know it instantaneously. Here we go. Question number 8. This sketch comedy show launched the careers of several comedic icons, including John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Rick Moranis, Harold Ramis, and Martin Short, just to name a few. I'm looking for the name of the sketch comedy show.
I think I just sent you something about this, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
This is not the show I was thinking of when you started.
I just sent you this, guy. Literally, it's because I won't say anymore. But
okay.
I can't think of it. It doesn't matter. But
okay.
It's driving me crazy, though.
This is the name of a Canadian sketch comedy show that launched the careers of several comedic icons.
Dang it. I was thinking you were going with a bit of a deeper cut when you started the
show. Can you name the...
Sure. We have John Candy. I mean, classic, iconic, right?
Love it.
Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Rick Moranis, Harold Ramis, Martin Short.
Big names.
All
I cannot think of the name, but I'm almost positive because,
Man.
I can't think of it, though.
I don't know. I truly thought you were going deeper cut, and I had that one.
And I know exactly what you were talking about.
Yes.
That's what I was going to write down.
Yes.
I like your reverse trivia game more. Yeah. I'm supposed to think of this show that
you're gonna ask a question that I know the answer to.
Okay.
Dang it.
Mm-mm.
Wrap it up. Read it one more time.
This sketch comedy show launched the careers of several comedic icons, including John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Rick Moranis, Harold Ramis, and Martin Short, just to name a few.
I'm just going to write down what I was going to write
down. I was thinking the show with the four guys. Was it four or five? Four.
I'm just writing that down. I know it's wrong. But
I was hoping it was that one because I knew that one. Dang it. All right.
All right. It is time to reveal Improv from Nick, Yeehaw from Andy, Great White North from Brian, Kids in the Hall from, that's a good guess actually, from...
that's the one I was thinking about.
That okay.
That's
from Kelly.
Way too recent.
The correct answer is...
I know.
SCTV.
Nope.
No idea.
Also known as Second City Television.
Second City, that crossed my mind, but I thought that was Second City was in Chicago.
That's Windy right? City.
No,
it's Second
City.
Second City. Chicago.
Because Chicago's a Second City.
So this is also a Second City?
No, it is a, so Second City is like the name of an improv area that you're talking about in Chicago.
Yeah.
This was a fictitious broadcast show that was called SCTV.
No kidding.
So Rush apparently had no number one hits, but Geddy Lee has a number one hit from that show. And it's him with like Rick Moranis. I just sent you something like in the last couple days.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing, right? It was Rick Moranis and maybe not, but when you said Rick Moranis, I'm like, oh, that's.
Yeah. Drawn a blank.
That was like his first number one hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the show that nobody knew ran for a total of 6 seasons between 76 and 84, centered around the broadcast day of a fictitious TV station in the town of Mellonville.
Hmm. Mellonville.
But there's a lot of who's who in comedy that came from the show.
No big names you named. Yeah, that's impressive. Huge names.
Mellonville conjures up certain images, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, we've powered through 8 questions. Nick, how are we looking?
Not a lot has changed. I still have 0.
Oh, no, Nick.
Kelly has 2. Brian has 3. Andy has 4.
Ah, blowing you guys out of the water, baby.
Wow.
I'm on your tail.
That's right.
You're right there. Everybody's in the mix except for me.
All right. Well,
come on, baby. I believe in you.
I just need
Doc hanging out there.
We've mentioned a few times on the podcast that we live in the greater St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes known as the Gateway to the West. There's also a Canadian city known as Gateway to the West. What city is that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Geography question. Nick, maybe look at a map sometime.
This is so bad.
Oh. Now I'm second guessing.
While we're waiting, Nick, question 10 is a multiple choice again, so you do have a shot to save yourself.
Man, I'm going to be mad if I... All right.
The answer that feels right...
So read the question one more time. Right.
Which Canadian city is known as the Gateway to the West?
All right.
Switching the answer, I'm going to be mad if it's the first one, but...
I need better hints. Like, this is a city you've actually heard of.
Yeah.
You know? This is a city you've heard of.
You've heard of it.
Is there a hockey team in this city?
Don't say that. Not going to get that specific.
What letter does it start with?
That would help.
How many letters?
Okay.
Did you write down a city?
Oh, I did.
Good. We can move the show along then. Let us reveal. Kelly with Montreal. Brian with Winnipeg, Andy with Calgary, and Quebec from Nick. We have one correct answer. It is Winnipeg.
Yeah, nice job, I had Calgary first, and I changed it because Winnipeg's in our same division.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And they're up the middle.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, Calgary's not, you know what I mean? They'd be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why it's, yeah.
So there's a Western city that made sense in my head, but it's so far west that I couldn't write the answer, and I'm not going to tell which one.
The Vancouver.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that an American city?
Yeah. Nickname comes from its central location in Canada and serves as a key transportation hub between Eastern and Western Canada. Winnipeg, Canadian Gateway to the West.
Do they have any cool monuments?
I don't know.
Is it just like a door there or something? Like a sign?
Do they have an arch?
You want to compare it to the arch?
Go west. Yeah.
It's
hey,
unlocked door. Canada, where like everything else in Canada, because we're all friends. You know, we're all good.
All right. Well, it's the moment of truth as we get to question number 10.
And me and Andy are.
As neck promised.
Neck. We have a tie.
As promised, it's a multiple choice. I do have two tiebreakers like if that. We get there. Nice. All right. Which of the following two celebrities were born in Canada? You need both for the point.
We're born
okay. In Canada. You need both for the point. Here we go. Michael J. Fox, John Travolta, Ryan Gosling, Tommy Lee Jones, Johnny Carson. Two of those people were born in Canada.
Read them again.
I'm over five. I'm knowing.
I feel good.
Good for you.
Wait, do you get 1 point for getting one or no?
No, you need both for the point.
Okay. Yep. I'm shaky on one. Okay. All right.
Yep. Here we go. Which of the following two celebrities were born in Canada? Michael J. Fox, John Travolta, Ryan Gosling, Tommy Lee Jones, Johnny Carson. Two of those folks are Canadian.
Wait, I got the letters in my head, but that's not going to help you. Give it to me one more time.
Letters.
Hit me, baby.
Here we go. Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
John Travolta. Ryan Gosling. Tommy Lee Jones. Johnny Carson. You need both names correct to get the point. Nick's done. Brian's done. Kelly's done. Andy's finalizing.
God, I hope I get lucky. I really don't want to offer, even though it's Canadian trivia.
Come on, baby.
Oh, and I'm not Canadian.
I'm still
sitting on offer right now. Yeah,
Scott's, 100%. Scott's, I think he's cheering for you.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I do kind of like having the offer now. Kind of like a badge of honor. Let's reveal. Nick, what'd you write? Gosling and Carson. Andy wrote
Michael J. Fox
and Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. Brian wrote Michael J. Fox and Ryan Gosling. And Kelly wrote the same. And the correct answer is Michael J. Fox and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, nice. Well done. I knew. I knew Ryan Reynolds was. I didn't know Gosling was. I thought you were trying to throw us off.
I was pretty sure on J. Fox. I knew Gosling was for sure. But yeah.
Yep. Michael J. Fox was born in Edmonton, Alberta in 1961. Gosling was born in London, Ontario in 1980.
Yeah. Dang it.
Well,
where's Tommy Lee from?
And that was worth two, right?
That was worth one.
Oh, that was 1 point.
You had to get them both right.
I wrote
though.
Two. I'll erase that one. You can keep going.
No, I was actually getting ready to kick it over to you for the final scoreboard.
The final score. From worst to first.
I'm cheering for two things right now.
Yeah.
I offered.
Dr. Ofer for Nick.
Just, yes. No, he's just Ofer.
Yeah. Do I have music for this?
It's called the Canadian Zero.
How about the bomb?
So I got a zero. I do not know Canada trivia at all. Kelly, you end up with 3.
Yes.
Andy with 4.
Yeah.
B. Congratulations. With you got the a victory. W.
With I love you, Canada.
With 5.
And that's you with bet. Missing the hockey one, which yeah, I thought I you know, would get.
I can't believe I missed it.
You could have had a runaway here with 7 on
it. Was a brain fart.
This was mine to lose, and I definitely
choked a little bit there. That is the right answer. Stretch.
Yep. Dang it. Well done, B. Nice work.
Yeah, good job. I had dang a couple of Canadian ice hockey questions lined up for the tiebreaker.
Let's hear them.
Yeah, let's have it.
They've won the gold medal at the Olympics more than any other country. This is the men's Canadian hockey team.
True,
obviously.
Oh.
In what year did they last win the gold?
84.
Okay. I wish you were right.
I wish I was, too.
That would
too.
Be so funny.
For the first time tonight.
22.
Let's see. It's 26.
22. I'm going to say 22.
I'll say, just for differentiation, 2018.
It was 2014.
14.
Oh, okay.
They defeated Sweden 3-0. And then the tiebreaker 2 was how many gold medals has the Canadian team won? This is the men's.
6.
How long has it been a thing?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Winnipeg.
That's not a number, I don't think. 12. 12 for me.
Answer is 9.
9. Well, so, we split the difference.
Halfway.
And I believe the women's Canadian team is also the
they're good
holder
too.
In yeah. that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely got to be
sport.
Newer.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So I have a question to kind of take us out tonight. According to the Facts Institute, Canadians eat more donuts per capita than any other country in the world. So I just want to know, what's your favorite donut?
Man, that's not fair, because Americans are fat.
Right.
As a whole. And Canadians aren't thought of that way. And there is quite literally nothing less nutritious on planet Earth than a donut.
Is there anything better than a donut?
That's I mean, everything's better than a donut.
You no, mean, I oh, mean,
taste-wise?
Taste-wise.
I know. It
is amazing. Going with a regular glazed donut.
Okay.
Long hot. John with the yellow filling, not the white crap.
Mm-hmm. The custard.
The custard,
as opposed
thank
to
you.
The cream.
Yeah, I like the chocolate Long John with
speaking
custard.
Speaking my language, there being.
That's, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go just a like a chocolate iced straight glaze.
I'm chocolate iced.
Yeah. So the okay. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's I gotcha. Yeah. You going with the round donut?
Dude, I will eat every donut. Okay. Imagine.
And if you want to see a grown man have a fit in a parking lot, when I take a bite and it's that white crap, oh, I get mad.
No, but I mean, I like jelly.
Are you saying
and
like
cake.
More like the whipped cream?
Yeah.
That you're
yeah,
saying?
I like the yellow
versus
custard.
Pudding.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Basically. Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when I bite it, like, it's a white, I'm like...
Krispy Kreme bull crap. I know what you're saying.
Krispy Kreme's legit. Get
it is
here.
Not.
Oh, my gracious.
I mean, you know, if you get straight A's, your kid, you take your report card there, they give you yeah. 3 dozen.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not a donut guy. I really don't
I'm not
care.
Anymore.
I don't care for donuts, but I'm a cake donut person.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm a sour cream. If I had to pick a category over fried, I like the sour cream style okay. donut. So it's kind of a like a super,
right.
This is everybody's favorite word, moist cake donut.
Yeah. I do like a good moist cake donut. Nick, you said you're not a donut guy, but
I am
not. Your score tonight was a donut.
It was a huge donut.
Yeah, I love you, Scott.
Is it just me or I want a donut?
I'm not Canadian. I mean, come on.
I mean, neither it's a donut. Brian. Who doesn't like donuts? I am curious how it became like their food of choice in Canada.
Yeah, that's I would love to know.
I mean, I'm quoting this resource called the Facts Institute. Maybe I need to fact check the Facts Institute, but that's what they said. They eat more per capita than any other country.
It's a terrible name if it's not accurate.
Well, see, and it is. Do they eat donuts as we know them to be donuts? If you go to England and call something a cookie, it's different than a biscuit and than what we have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So is their
biscuits
version of a donut?
Right.
The same as our version of a donut?
Well, here's something listeners could fact check off the air, but I believe cowboys invented donuts. So were there a lot of cowboys in Canada?
That is...
Well, it depends on the region.
Yeah.
I don't think they are known for that. No, not necessarily. There's not a lot of Westerns, you know, in Banff.
They didn't have Tim Hortons.
Oh, Tim Hortons coffee. Okay.
Yeah, probably serve donuts.
Are the Mounties Cowboys? I mean, they ride horses.
Well, that's
ride
I mean, horses. we're getting somewhere here.
Right? I mean,
there's definitely cowboys in Canada. It's like the Wild West.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The but terrain, I'm saying, like, the Mountie, started. Though, it's like kind of like a cowboy, though. You know what I'm saying? They ride
Mountie hats, yeah.
Guns and horses. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think they carry guns.
Chat's telling me Mounties that Canada loves their donuts, not for the donut itself, but more about the culture, the routine, and the nostalgia. I would love to hear.
So it's like alcohol in America.
Tell me, what omelets, you love about donuts? At least.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah, tell us why donuts are such a vivid part of your...
Yeah.
Dynamite drama.
Well, guys, thanks for playing along. Once again, thanks to all of our Canadian listeners for listening to the podcast every week. We thought we'd send you a love letter this week and ask some trivia about your native land. Unfortunately, Nick didn't do so well, but once again, congrats to Big B.
Big B, let's give him another
Canada,
one.
I'm just coming your way soon. Doing a tour in Canada next fall. Catch me.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Canadian listeners... The eight of you that listen to us, please make fun of us. Send us messages, and especially Nick, for that matter.
They're
but
too polite for that.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, then thank us, sir. But let us know. Give us a shout here, and we'd love to address you individually, and thank you for your time, Doc. Well done, Big B. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Nick.
That episode was stupid.
How's it feel down there with Doc in the bottom? I mean,
all right, compare the two.
Well,
he offered on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but that's a show that you would never watch. Who could never watch. Like if we,
I've never lived in Canada.
If we grilled you on All My Children, I mean, would you do anything? Nobody'd do anything, right? We don't know that show. Canada is just like a part of the world.
Quit sticking up for. They're both offers. Quit sticking up for either one of them.
I'm not sticking up for either one of them. I'm sticking up for shaming right maybe a little. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us our review. Check out the website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Sorry.
Hey, listeners, Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear, the official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.